Dr. Taeyeon, in your civilian job, you also worked for 30 years in the intelligence and security field in both operational and analytical positions in counterterrorism and counterintelligence. You were also the first CSIS officer assigned to JTF-2. As a young professional, I'm interested in pursuing a career with intelligence. For all of those who are interested and who are listening to this podcast today, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing a career in the field of intelligence and specifically establishing a career with CSIS?
I think there's a number of issues that you have to look at. Personal suitability becomes a priority initially. Ability to speak English, French, having a degree, Canadian citizen, and obviously someone with a clear background, because you're going to have a top secret essay clearance at some point from the very get-go, in fact, before you head off on training. So I think those are some of the basic requirements that you have to look at. Individually, I think from my point of view, I wanted young intelligence officers that are very well tuned interpersonal skills, the ability to talk to people, to interview people, provide an opportunity for these young people who have the initiative. I mean, that becomes really important, because a lot of things that are required of a young intelligence officer is to have initiative, particularly when they're doing investigations within in the field. The ability to write well and analyze well becomes vital. And also, you have to take a look at, there are a lot of young men and women that have got all those skill sets. You have to look at what breaks you out from the herd, if you want CSIS. Do you have a second, third language? Have you traveled widely? Are you advancing your education? That becomes very, very important. And if you don't have English or French, what are you doing to deal with that? These things basically show the recruiters and the organization that you are self-motivated and you're willing to use your personal time to achieve an end state, i.e. joining the service. Now, again, it gets into questions of personal suitability. Your honesty will be tested during the program. So responding honestly to every question becomes a priority, because they will do a thorough background check, and I mean thorough. So when you're asked a question, respond appropriately. I think from that side, from once you've undertaken your training and are now working in a region or in an analytical position, again, it's the ability to focus on the job at hand, provide the correct advice, know the subject matter, vitally important, because you're dealing with threats to Canada, and at the same time have an ability to plan and organize yourself, particularly when you're looking at what's the next step in a case file that you're looking at, what becomes really, and be able to brief clearly, accurately, and with effect, because that becomes vitally important. Communications, particularly in dealing with within government and also with other government agencies, become vitally important. So know your subject matter, be able to communicate, write, and analyze become vitally important. And again, interpersonal skills override, actually embrace all those things. And because at times you're going to be doing operations, possibly with the RCMP, other intelligence or government agencies. Fact is that you have to be able to work well as a team player and work well as an individual. So you have to have an intellectual flexibility and a flexibility within your personality to deal with a host of individuals. Some quite pliable and amenable, some less so, particularly when you're dealing with individuals of, shall we say, that are involved in terrorism. and or criminal activity, which is not really our bailiwick on the criminal side, but you do have that nexus, and it does fall into certain issues. If you're in Stats Canada or Coast Guard Canada, the threat of imminent destruction or life and limb is less so. In CSIS, if something fails, people could be targeted and hurt. So a professional attitude becomes vitally important. You also have to maintain a sense of humor, almost sometimes a black sense of humor, in some cases like doctors, policemen, and military people. But the fact is that it's a very serious area, and quite frankly, we are lucky to have the people that we have in that service who are dedicated professionals who keep Canada safe day to day.
Dr. Tayan, the Mackenzie Institute organized Canada's Defense Perspectives 2020 to 2050, Recapitalization and the Canadian Forces Conference in partnership with the NATO Association of Canada and the National Defense. You were one of the key speakers of the first panel. This panel focused on an assessment of global threats. Can you please discuss the significance and the impact of your presentation to all of our listeners today?
Well, I think the aspect that I was concerned with is developing leadership within the military and the Army Reserve, and the importance of talent spotting young men and women at a young age to join the reserve and facilitate their education through the reserve. People forget that during your course of your training, and then subsequently once you're a commissioned officer, the young men and women that are in the reserve, particularly during the summers and during the year, they have positions of responsibility, everything from commanding sometimes a section of 8 to 10 people to commanding units of 200 to 300. And you're basically looking at the professionalism, the welfare, all these aspects which are vital to the development of young men and women and their leadership capability. So one of the things I was concerned with is we have to expand that, because over the last 15, 20 years, we have basically failed, in my humble opinion, in pushing the numbers that are required to achieve a positive leadership end state, i.e. that right now we are seeing a dearth of military personnel. We're seeing a dearth of a leadership at senior NCO and officer levels. So your choice for a senior leadership is diminished dramatically because of these lack of numbers. So what I would like to see is an expansion of a non-commissioned members training plan for universities and colleges, where we will provide full-time summer employment, in which the monies that these young men and women will garner will help pay for their universities and colleges. So, and then during the year, they are employed on a part-time basis with their respective reserve units. And during this period, they not only garner their training within their military occupational specialty, but they'll be garnering experience at supervisory, managerial, and executive levels as to how to relate with people, how to direct people, and have financial responsibility. Because that's all part and parcel of the duties of reserve officers in today's world. So, quite frankly, that was my my portion. What I'd like to say is, overall, was that symposium was well orchestrated, and it provided a vehicle for men and women to come together and learn about some of the issues relating to defense. And everyone's quite willing to talk about the climate change and issues with our indigenous people. But when it comes down to it, safety and security of a nation becomes a priority. And the other thing is that we've got to understand is defense security is vital, and quite frankly, they are interconnected in a number of ways. And I think that symposium highlighted those issues and, quite frankly, created a synergy for a lot of young men and women to go out and explore these issues.
The team here at the NATO Association of Canada had the privilege of working closely with the Mackenzie Institute.
Yes.
And we've previously attended conferences that the Mackenzie Institute has held. And every time we attend their conferences, the speakers are knowledgeable about, you know, cybersecurity, terrorism, intelligence. So we certainly do look forward to upcoming projects. And on top of that, I want to sincerely thank you for doing this interview today. You've provided a lot of valuable information and advice to all of the young professionals and youth listening to this podcast. I want to immensely thank you.
My pleasure, Magdalene. Anytime.